Om Gurave Namah. Today I want to talk about Mars and its movement into what we call Gandanta. It's a knot that's created where there's a struggle to go from a water sign into a fire sign. And Mars is currently crossing that point. Now, Mars, I'm going to start with Jupiter because Jupiter is at home in Pisces. And Mars is just about to leave that sign. Now, it's interesting, when Jupiter moved in the middle of April to Pisces, he went home into his own house. And I've talked to you about this already. He can recharge his battery. He's in his own house. He can get stronger, and the qualities of the goodness and understanding that he brings to every situation will get stronger. He has the compassion, he has the patience and the forgiveness that comes with the sign of Pisces as well. And so he brings those qualities up in us. And this is the whole thing about these planets. They're divine qualities within us. And so right now, we're in a position to have all those qualities strengthened because Jupiter is positioned in that sign for the next, nearly 10 months or so. Now, and this is for everybody. It's for good, bad or indifferent, no matter what your opinion is of someone. This quality has been, it's a raising of the consciousness within us, within everything, because everything is within everything. Every atom, it's in your toenail, it's in the hair in your head, it's in everything, this consciousness, it's alive. And so the raising of consciousness at the moment is so necessary. There are people out there who have lost the run of themselves in their sense of their power and what they think are capable of creating. But it looks monstrous, and I'll assume that we're all together in this. We have created a monstrous out of our own consciousness, and now we must put it together and put it right. So we need to correct our awareness of what's necessary. And so the Jupiter in Pisces will help us to do that. That quality in us will rise during this time period. And so since he went to Pisces, since Jupiter went to Pisces, he's had a visit from all the faster moving planets. He just got Sun as it was leaving Pisces to go into Aries and to exert its exaltation sign. And so now it's just had a visit from Mars. And these are the qualities of affecting the qualities in it of leadership and the role of Mars in the world is to protect us, from rules or people who think they have power to control what's going on in the world and on the earth. But they don't. There is a higher authority, and there is that quality that keeps the world going. It's for everything that's born, it's a sign that the universe wants us to continue. And no matter what people say about the climate change or whatever, the earth is not moving out of orbit. The sun is not moving out of orbit. They're still spinning out in space and in time. And we may get ejected off for our foolishness. But we have created a monster with our decadence. And we're going to have to put that right in ourselves. And if we put it right in ourselves, it'll go right in the rest of the world. And we will elect people to lead us who have a higher level of consciousness. The reason we don't have them at the moment is because we don't have it ourselves. And who's in charge is only a reflection of who we are. So we've work to do on raising awareness and for us to be more patient, compassionate, understanding of each other and have more tolerance of each other. So it's not a competition. We're all unique. We all have a role to play. There's no need to be getting into, you know, you should be like or you could be like or any of that. And so, as I said, Mars has just had a visit with Jupiter. And all the other minor planets have had also. Or the slower, the faster moving planets. So it's like they all went to the confessional, all look for forgiveness, and now they're moving out from Pisces, and then they move into Aries. Now, at different speeds and whatever, but different times. But Mars is the one that was most likely to challenge. But in the face of Jupiter, he too will. Just like Jupiter is the bishop, and Mars is in charge of the army, police and the protectors. And so he would have been advised. We have somebody there the moment, a cardinal Vagano, I think is how you pronounce his name. He used to be the papal nuncio for Rome, who's come out very strongly against what's going on in society. Hopefully some more of them will be getting the courage to come out and speak out. And same with the judges and the doctors. And there's so many thousands all over the world that are coming out and speaking out against what's being planned. So you can see that the Jupiter is rising. The awareness is growing of what's being presented to us. But when he does leave, and this is it, the next challenging part of the journey, he may have had his bishop visit to the bishop or the goodness that's there to strengthen that quality in himself, the Mars. But he comes out into this territory that's very difficult to cross from the water into the fire, and he has to meet Rahu. And he's going to meet Rahu. Rahu's in Aries and will be there. We had the eclipse there, just gone. So we're in for a new beginning for certain. And so the Mars is in charge of Aries. That's his home place. So Mars, as I said, has come from Jupiter, who's in his own place. Saturn is in his own place at home. And so all of these qualities, this means these planets can behave well. Now, when Rahu meets anything, any energy or whatever, he intensifies it. And so if Jupiter has made any impact on the Mars and about the direction he's taken, hopefully the Mars will behave well in Aries, which he should, because he's at home in his own house. So he doesn't want to destroy it. And he doesn't want the Rahu in it destroying his house either. So I think he will protect his house from this foreign alien influence that has looked to take over. And so I'd be very hopeful that this is what we're looking at right now, a protection of ourselves and what's been churned up by the Rahu energy, that the correction is coming. There may be challenges in it to be faced, because the Rahu won't go easy. He will try and intensify and will try and churn up the Mars. But I think because the Mars now is going to be there till nearly the middle of August, he might try and churn up the Mars and get us into more rows than necessary. But I think also because the Mars has just left Jupiter, he's more likely to carry the goodness of that with them and will managed to tone down, hopefully, the energy of the Rahu who's moving through his sign and force the Rahu to back down again some more. So that's all I want to say for now. Maybe I'm being too optimistic. Maybe it's wishful thinking on my part. But I always like to look for the positive. To say it'll all be all right in the end. It's not all right. It's not the end. And right now is not the end. Can't be. Because life must continue. According to every bush and bird and baby and that I see out there in the world. You know, there is the abuses of it and the misuses of it and the technology. But I do think there's a growing awareness of the need for self-preservation, the value of what's in our environment, feeding ourselves, growing our own food, taking better care of ourselves, aware that there's products in the market that are natural, coming from nature, don't contain the chemicals. Everybody's saying don't eat them, don't drink them. These products have too much chemical in them because our livers and our organs and whatever are not able for them. They're not able to digest them. And neither are we able to digest any of the other poisons in drugs or whatever form they're being presented either. And so this challenge is out there right now. And I do think that Mars, now that he's left Jupiter, is in a better position to do that and to do something about it. So thanks very much for listening to me. And chat to you soon again. Hari Om. May all beings in all worlds be blessed. Om Loka Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu. Slán agus Benacht.